Okay, Nance, this is the first week of official summer. We might get some warmer weather, and I know that to you, that means drinking.
Stein, I wouldn't say that means drinking, although I do love to have a nice summer quaff. And what we drink in our house is really different in the summertime than in the wintertime.
Okay, what do you drink in the winter, and what are you going to start drinking now?
Well, if I'm going to have a cocktail in the winter, I always have a Negroni, since before there were hot stuff in the bars.
Wait a second. Not only didn't I realize there are hot stuff, I don't even know what that is. Tell everybody. I can't be the only one.
That's equal portions of Campari, gin, and sweet vermouth, served with a lovely orange peel as a garnish.
Don't you ever drink just straight shots and stuff?
It's been a while, I think, since I've had a straight shot, Stein. But in the summertime, I'm far more likely to drink a gin and tonic.
I understand that got started in the British Raj in India as a way for people to take their quinine for malaria.
Well, that's always what I've heard, too, and I've watched Out of Africa enough times to know that it must be true. But when I drink a gin and tonic, if I had my druthers, the gin would be Hendrix. And the tonic would be this Q tonic, which to me is so delicious. It's also so expensive. Go look for it in your supermarket.
Yeah, right. Nancy, you're such a sucker for brand names. We've got to have some blindfold tests. I just get the cheap stuff. I like it warm with a hair in it.
And Stein, what is your summer drink?
Well, DeGroote and I, we grow a lot of mint, and we discovered mojitos probably a decade after everyone else did. But since we have our own mint, we like to drink some mojitos. And now we're drinking them with these giant ice cubes. That's one fad that I had to sign on to. I got these giant ice cube makers. These ice cubes, they're really big, man. I'm like the size of a fist.
I do have those giant ice cube trays, rubber ones. Is that what you have?
Yeah, it's some kind of real flexible rubber that they come out of.
Absolutely, it's a silicone type.
Yeah, it's really a good idea because they last longer and they don't seem to release as much water into the drink as, a bunch of regular size cubes.
Right, that's the whole idea.
Plus, I have this other tray of little penguin ice cubes and I like them because they're just so cute.
And you know what they're also great for?
Good.
Freezing chicken stock, or this time of year, freezing pesto.
And really, what could be cooler than a little pesto penguin?
A little pesto penguin. Good idea. You know what I also drink a lot of in the summertime? Rosé. I love rosé, which is becoming far more popular. The last maybe 5 years, I've seen lots more of it in the stores. And this is the time of year you really want to go shopping for rosé. And if you're someone who thinks that all rosés taste sweet and you haven't had them since you were a youngster, do yourself a favor. Go find a nice dry rosé. Stein, when you hear the word Lambrusco, what do you immediately think?
Motor scooter?
No. So when I was a kid, that was the commercial that was on all the time. It was for cheap, sweet, bubbly. Well, don't be a fool, as I've been for far too long, because if you like sparkling wines, particularly in the summer, as I do, you want to go find yourself a good Lambrusco. There's a lot of them out there. About 2 years ago, a friend of mine brought this bottle of Lambrusco, and I finally opened it. And wow, that was really a revelation for me. The Vecchia Modena. I went out and bought a case of
it. You have a mighty thirst, Nancy.
Well, I also like to entertain myself.
With KPLU food talker, the always effervescent Nancy Leeson.
He's Dick.
I only have ice for you.
Stein.